Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, November 30. Coming up, Jamaica included a new Airbnb service, schools to be retrofitted with infrastructure for disabled persons, and Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation now responsible for special economic zones. The news in detail after this message.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. Jamaica has been selected as part of the rollout of Airbnb's new service titled Airbnb Trips. The service will see visitors from around the world paying for unique experiences in Jamaica through the Airbnb platform. Head of Global Policy at Airbnb, Chris Lehane, says the new service will have far-reaching benefits for the country.
I think what will also happen is that they will end up staying a little bit longer. And from a local perspective, what this will do is drive more economics for local people. On the homes business, 97% of the money actually stays with a host. But what this will do is drive a lot of local economics to local people so that the money from travel and tourism is really staying here in Jamaica.
Mr. Lehane was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says Jamaica was included in the Airbnb service because of its strong position in the tourism industry. Over 40,000 experiences in 43 countries are currently offered on Airbnb trips. Plans are underway to retrofit primary and secondary schools across the island with lifts and ramps to improve accessibility for persons with disabilities. The initiative is being undertaken at a cost of $50 million by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in collaboration with the DigiCell Foundation. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the project will be rolled out over a five-year period.
Within the next 5 years, every single public education institution will have either lift or ramps that will have access to all our children with physical disabilities.
The minister was speaking at the launch of the Abilities Foundation's Beauty Services Unit in St. Andrew this week. The newly refurbished unit was outfitted with five stations for nail and makeup artistry, as well as a hairdressing area to facilitate cosmetology training for students. The project was completed at a cost of $1 million with proceeds from the 2016 DigiCell 5K run for special needs, with support from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. In the meantime, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has reiterated the government's commitment to supporting special education schools and units across the island in keeping with its mandate to strengthen services to citizens with disabilities. The ministry, he notes, has been exploring ways to best integrate the needs of students with special needs into the government's developing information and communications technology ICT infrastructure.
Children with disabilities don't all go to institutions specially designed for them, and we have to expand the avenues of access for them as well. We have developed our special needs and ICT policy, and we are preparing a cabinet submission so we can put these policies into effect as soon as possible.
He also called on private education institutions to develop structures and practices which will help improve access for the country's disabled population. And oversight responsibility for the country's special economic zones has been formally transferred to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Parliament recently approved amendments to the Special Economic Zones Act 2016 to facilitate the shift in responsibility for the zones from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says this move is part of the overall thrust to provide a clear and integrated framework for the special economic zones regime.
The regulatory structure is in place with the establishment of the Jamaica Special Economic Zone Authority. Regulations for the special economic zones were recently produced to set out procedures under the Special Economic Zones Act. The enabling environment has been created to support the operations and growth of the economic zones regime.
Mr. Holness was speaking in the House of Representatives last week. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.